KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Our engineer today is Jake Perlman. I'm Jack Anderson, and we're Studio 1A with Blaxploitation. Guys, how you doing today?
Great.
Crispy.
Okay, well, I got a couple questions, but can I ask you guys to start with a song first?
Yeah, that sounds... I think we can do that.
KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. We're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Blaxploitation. Fellas, what was the name of that song?
There's Blood on the Sand.
Blood on the Sand.
All right, so I'm talking with front vocalist Taslin Muerte and Jonathan Javelin. Horseman, that song Blood on the Sand, that's the first one off your new album, correct?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. New album, New York Fascist Week.
Okay, so we'll talk about that album in just a little bit, but first and foremost, for the uninitiated, how did you guys first meet up and decide to write music together?
John and I rode bikes together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Austin had still has a thriving cycling scene, but well, we used to get in a lot of trouble together, riding bikes and just knocking around, I guess. Yeah. And you say it better about kind of like battling personal demons and what this was able to do, if you...
Oh, yeah, I mean, in the local scene, we saw, like, a lot of issues as people of color and punks, you know, in the scene. We felt, like, kind of neglected, and the scene was missing something, you know, some rage, people addressing issues and stuff, making conscious music, but, you know, something that you could still, like, party to. So we had talked about it, and here you go.
So, politics aside, and we will get to the new album in a second, who do you guys draw influence from musically when you're writing the actual music?
I don't know, man. Like, that's a hard question. I don't know. Like, I think about music that really, that moves me, makes me kind of want to just explode. Like stuff like Lightning Bolt, you know, is like a real, like a good influence, I think, as far as like having, capturing that sound that sounds like just chaotic, you know. You know, a lot of hip hop stuff, you know.
Yeah, I think Taz and I both listen to like, we both listen to like a large variety of music, but very different large varieties of music. Yeah. And I think that's one of the cool things about coming together to play and to write stuff like Blaxploitation. And that's kind of why when you sit down to write something, you really have no idea how that thing's going to turn out by the end of the day, because all these influences are just sort of like, they're all over the place. I mean, I listen to like really soft music, really like chill down-tempo stuff. And so it's cool to like kind of bring that like melodic sort of element, I guess.
Cool. It's KUTX 98.9. We're in Studio 1A with Austin's Blaxploitation. Their new full-length album is called New York Fascist Week. It came out this past October. How is the writing of this album different than the first album?
Well, so the first one's like a greatest hits of all your jams, right? Playing with friends and stuff. Second album was really, we had a couple of sketches, went into studio, and just started kind of fleshing things out. We had some skeletons, and we just started throwing things at the ribs and seeing what stuck, you know? And so we got to just really experiment with things. And I think with a band like this, there's never going to be a lack of subject matter and stuff to talk about. But I know that we got to a point during this album specifically where it was just like so overwhelming sometimes that it was like, man, I don't really want to have to write a song that's important or like talks about anything. But it's kind of, it wouldn't be the same, you know?
So going on that note of not having a lack of subject matter, with the outcome of this election, are you guys going to be working on a new album now, or are you going to be writing this one out?
I think that we've talked about doing kind of like A and B sides, doing some singles, so that we don't have to have something incubate for so long before releasing like a full thing, you know? So at the same time, I know that it can... This election has been, I mean, so much burnout, man, you know, like more people are going to movies and like going on vacation and stuff than like ever, you know, people are like, dude, I'm checking out of this. And I think we've got a pretty large catalog of stuff to pull from that already addresses all of this. You know, I think it would just be beating a dead horse really. But we're going to keep creating stuff. So we'll see what it looks like and sounds like, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think we talked about on this third album, we're making it probably it being more like a celebration.
Yeah, because
instead of being so dark.
Yeah,
you know?
our albums feel like funerals sometimes, you know. And yeah. I think it's important to really celebrate the Black experience and the POC experience and the queer experience more than just calling attention to. Because the elephant's no longer in the room. That's one thing that Trump did for us. We slapped a stupid yellow haircut on it and made it our president. And I think we can talk about some other stuff, but still, like, not. It doesn't have to be escapist.
The group is Blaxploitation. The album is New York Fascist Week. Where can fans listen to this album? I believe you have a Bandcamp. Where else can they find it?
SoundCloud.
Tidal.
Our website.
Yeah,
website. Blaxploitation.com. That's BLXPLTN.com for really anyone, because you wouldn't figure out to spell it like that. I don't think.
Lots of ways to find the new album by Blaxploitation. They're going to be playing a couple times for Free Week. One's actually coming up in just a couple hours tonight at the Mohawk. The doors are already open. They're going to be playing at 9:45 along with Corduroy Botany, Palm Days in Missions, and Casual Strangers. You have another one coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Where's
night,
that one going to be at?
Love that spot.
Okay, so it's Cheer Up Charlie's along with Megafauna, Residual Kid, and My Education. It's KUTX 98.9. We're with Blaxploitation. Can I get you guys to do one more song?
We'd love to.
And before we go into this one, how much did Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music influence this song?
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah, huge. Huge. I mean, it's funny, too, the parallels between Sound of Music and right now. You know, it's really interesting. We don't mean to write timely music or stuff that, like, we just write what's, like, in our hearts and in our heads, and we always joke that it's, like, really unfortunate that this band is something that, like, is still pertinent. You know, it would be really great if we were past all of this, but we aren't yet, and we're not going to be tomorrow, but that doesn't mean that we are going to shut up about it.
All right, well, let's hear another song, KUTX.
I slide, die, fear, boom, cease! going there, sonny? Now tell me what you're doing.
KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. That's Auf Wiedersehen by Austin group Blaxploitation. So I'm talking here with Taslin Muerte and Jonathan Javelin Horseman. Gentlemen, could you introduce this incredibly talented man on drums for our listeners?
It's Jeremy.
Jeremy's an animal.
Jeremy's an animal, man. I've known him for a while. Jeremy Kivett, my bad.
Jeremy
Wolf Kivett. But I've like mixed it up with him. Sometimes we work on stuff at the studio, you know. He's always learned the songs. Like, we'd make a new song. It's kind of like, you know, when Jimi Hendrix saw the Beatles play, and then he like learned the whole record. Like, by their first show, it's like the same thing with him. Like, every time he drop a new song, he already knows it. So we like playing with live, you know, drums, so.
Well, the group is Blaxploitation. Their new full-length album, New York Fascist Week, is out. You can find it on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, and on their website, blxpltn.com. Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming in. They're going to be playing later tonight in just about an hour or so at the Mohawk, joined by Corduroy Botany, Palm Days, and a ton others. And then later on this week, Sunday, at Cheer Ups, they'll be playing at 10 p.m. Thanks so much for coming in. You guys, can't wait to have you again.
Thanks for having us. This is great.
Our engineer today is Jake Perlman. I'm Jack Anderson, and this is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.